there are two fundamental issues that we must put in perspective today. One is that we congratulate ourselves that we are still surviving as a nation with common political platforms. We are still Federal Republic of Nigeria. But then also, the second and very important note is that Nigerians must reflect on the very serious failures that we have as a people and as a nation, our inability to actualize our dreams, our inability to translate all the benefits, you know, in terms of human resources of over 140 million people.
Professor, you mentioned the aspirations during the time of independence. What kind of aspirations were there, and where are they now in terms of their achievements?
The aspirations of Nigeria at 1960, when we obtained political independence from Imperial Britain, well, here is a giant of Africa in terms of population, in terms of natural resources, in terms of, as it was prepared, you know, to lead Africa out of colonialism. Unfortunately, 50 years after that, in Nigeria, what we seem to be recording is a massive retrogression in virtually every major index of development. That is why perhaps you see a lot of expenditure on the part of government celebrating the 50th anniversary. But if you look around the faces of Nigerians across the land and breadth of the country, you see anger, you see anguish, you see disappointment, you see frustration as a result of the inability of the Nigerian people to achieve, of course, all the dividends of, independence, all the benefits of the tremendous natural and human resources that abound in this country.
Professor, before I let you go, I read a story on the internet just last night, and yeah. The article credits Nigerian artists for being able to keep the culture of the country alive 50 years after independence. They talk about the books that Nigerians have written. They talk about the musicians. They talk about the movie industry. So as Nigeria celebrates 50 years of independence, there's a whole lot also that I think they can refer to as a success.
Like I did say, James, it is not all about failure. There are quite a lot of issues. For instance, the first African to be a Nobel laureate in literature was a Nigerian. Nigeria has come first in several spheres of human endeavors across the globe. That notwithstanding, you know, the fundamental essence of governance of perhaps harnessing natural resources for the development of the people has been the major setback.